Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. It's a pleasure to be back with you again. Hope wherever you are and wherever you're listening that you are doing well. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to certainly join us. Obviously for us, you know, here in the United States, it is certainly a very, you know, critical time, obviously for the present and the future, waiting to hear the news from several, you know, remaining decisions that are going on as far as the elections go. However, the news pans out, obviously our country will be going in a new direction. So highly anticipated to see how those results come to fruition. However, there are obviously, news bits that a lot of people are awaiting to gain certainty on, especially in the NBA, and that is with the rumors that, you know, here over the next 24 hours or so, there will be multiple meetings that will determine, you know, that will be done to gain some certainty on the start of the NBA season. Obviously looking at the December 22nd, it seems like that is gaining steam for a 72-game season. Obviously, if that comes to fruition, if news develops that's going to happen, we'll have plenty of reaction to it for our show on Friday. But for today's episode, we want to get back into our prospect profiles and really want to look at a talent that I am excited to really dive into, because I feel like that he offers a unique trait that not a lot of players offer where the Grizzlies are projected to pick, and that's the upside of Jamias Ramsey. In the first segment, we're going to talk about Ramsey, what stands out about him, and why, for such a prospect with his pedigree, is he there, you know, in, you know, the second round instead of really being in that first round mix. In the second segment, obviously, we'll look at his stats. What's intriguing about him? What's concerning? What areas does his upside really show out in? And then the third segment, we'll see if he's a fit for the Grizzlies. Does he make sense? Even though he's a guard, why could he make sense for the Grizzlies even though they have a crowded backcourt? I'll be glad to, you know, give you my thoughts on what seems to be an exciting prospect and someone that could make sense for Memphis. Obviously, you can follow the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at Stats SAC. You can find the podcast wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, the podcast app on your iPhone. And we encourage you to make it a part of your day. The draft season is here. We are officially 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. Also, free agency is not going to be far behind right after the draft. And then now, if everything comes to fruition over the next 24 hours, we're less than 2 months away from the season. And the one thing about Locked On Grizzlies that's here, we are the only true source of a daily podcast that's out there that can provide you with the news and reaction and, you know, a different analysis and perspectives from myself and special guests that are going to allow for you to have a daily source you can go to find out your news. And that starts with me. I've been covering the Grizzlies for a little over 2 years. If you want passion, if you want perspective, if you want analysis, and you want honesty, I'm the man for the job, and I'll be glad to share all that with you as much as possible, because I cherish every opportunity I have to talk with those who share the passions that I do. That's the Grizzlies, that's the NBA, and that certainly is sports. But let's jump right into it. Jamias Ramsey from Texas Tech, a very, very intriguing talent. In terms of Texas Tech, coming off a season in which they had such success, and it resulted in Jarrett Culver being the number six pick in the 2019 NBA draft, basically the highest, arguably the highest profile Texas Tech player in program history. Right off of that, they wind up getting arguably the highest rated recruit in Texas Tech history in Jamias Ramsey. And the thing about Jamias Ramsey is this, is that when you look at his game, when you look at your TV screen, if you were to watch YouTube highlights, if you're a fan of college basketball, if you're someone who may have randomly just watched Texas Tech this year, the thing that jumps off the screen about Jamias Ramsey is that he looks every bit of a true prospect with a pedigree. He jumps out, in my opinion, as someone who looks the part of a premier elite talent. And that means something. You know, people think, you know, okay, well, you know, who cares if they look the part? Well, that does mean something, because that means that they have natural ability that supports the upside that many think they have. And with where he was ranked coming out of high school, where he was ranked being at Texas Tech, where he was the 2019-2020 Big 12 Rookie of the Year, and with some flashes of his play, play, it's important that that natural pedigree is there because it certainly supports the upside that's there. 6'4", 195. His wingspan comes out to 6'6", but it looks much bigger than that. Basically, Jamias Ramsey, of the guards that are in this draft, he truly seems to be one of the bigger guards. He has a very big frame for his size. His measurables may be slightly less than what most shooting guards are, but there's a lot of strength in his game. You can certainly tell with the way that he dribbles, with the way that he can get to the basket at times, with the way that he plays, there's size there. And that's the big thing about Jamias Ramsey that really stands out, is the size, is the ability to just naturally make things work out at times, even though his consistency may not be there. Along with his size, the other big thing that really stands out about Jamias Ramsey is his shooting ability, and it is legitimate. There is legit talent in his shooting ability, the legit translation to the NBA game, and the type of shooting ability that really, really can make a difference, you know, if he gets more consistent with it at the NBA level. Right now, there's a lot of streakiness in terms of how consistent he can be with making his shots. However, there also is resourcefulness from the three-point area. He can create his own shot off the dribble, especially in small areas, jab steps, step backs, ball movement, crossovers. However it may be, Ramsey knows how to create space if the defender is on him. He also has some good distance. He can shoot the ball from different ranges, and he can shoot it over his defender if he's guarded closely. He has plenty of volume. He averaged 5 threes per game in over 27 games, so he has the ability to get his shot off from different angles. But the big, big key about Ramsey is not just with the ball in his hands. For a lot of freshmen, a lot of younger players, you hear about, you know, yeah, they can get their shot off. That may not be the best thing, though, and that is something that is a weak part of Ramsey's game. We'll get into that in a bit in the second segment, but that is something that Ramsey will need to work on, his decision-making with his shot. But there is intriguing, there is some hope in that intelligence continuing to improve off of Ramsey's ability that he's shown to get open on open three-point shooting opportunities off movement. Whether it's working through screens, working around screens, moving on the perimeter, whatever it may be, Ramsey has shown that he has an elite ability to consistently get open for catch-and-shoot three-point opportunities and consistently make them. That's an encouraging sign from someone of his age, because with the ball in his hands, certainly he should be able to find his shot, and you know that he has had repetition with that. But to show the awareness and the intelligence to get open off screens and off different offensive schemes, that's an encouraging sign for Ramsey, and that could lend a little bit of hope within other areas of his game. His awareness and his energy may be questioned. That is the kind of the downside of Ramsey. The upside is certainly there when it comes to his offense. He looks the part. He certainly has shown the ability to be a good shooter, and also has the ability to get off his shot multiple ways and really contribute when his shot is on. But how frequently is his shot on? He has shown the tendency to be very, very streaky. He also is someone who, though he is young, there is clear questions about not necessarily his commitment. He certainly gives a lot of energy and effort on offense, but in the other parts of his game, will he be able to stay committed in it at all times, given the energy to really create value outside of his shot? Because there are going to be times with his streakiness, he's not going to add a lot of value. So is he going to be someone that only adds value when his shot is on? He doesn't look the part of someone that you think would be that. He looks the part of someone that would be able to contribute in other areas, but the mindset and the energy certainly has to be there, and that's a question mark of his. Too far, there were too many plays, either on defense or in terms of offense, where if the ball was not in his hands, or the initial look was not in his area on offense, or on defense, if his initial effort did not create the desired result, I won't say that he gave up on plays, but he basically took himself out of plays. There wasn't really a lot of energy to stay consistent and try to create a difference, even though his initial effort did not work out. So with Ramsey, the natural tools are there. That's the big difference between him and some other prospects that we've talked about. His natural tools are there. Now, he's not that big of an athlete. For his body size, he is a bit slower than most shooting guards, you know, with his measurables. He doesn't get to the rim as quickly as, you know, you might like. His first step is not as impressive, though it is effective. His ability on defense to keep up with smaller guards also is within question, and that shows on his inability really to stay consistent, you know, getting to the rim. You would think with someone with his strength and size and gets the defenders that guard him, he'd be able to get to the rim and have more success. That did not show up in college, though it could eventually in the NBA, but the thing about it is he's someone that defenders will likely be able to catch up with because, again, his quickness and his overall speed getting to the rim, it's going to be harder for him to be able to consistently do that in the NBA with his lack of initial burst and overall quickness. But with Ramsey, the key is his shooting, and it's the consistency of his shooting, but beyond that, it's the consistency of the effort that he wants to give as a secondary playmaker, as a defender. That's the thing that really stands out about Ramsey, is that you know the tools are there, he certainly looks the part. What's the consistency going to be for him to where is the consistency going to be for him to remain productive and to add value in other areas that besides his shooting? That really is what it comes down to Ramsey. And so we're going to get to that. You know, where is it areas of improvement in this game, but also where are areas of encouragement? We're really, really going to dive into that here in the second segment. When we look at his stats, beyond his shooting, where could Ramsey really stand out as a contributor at the NBA level? Well, before we get to Ramsey, one thing I do want to talk to you about that could contribute to your day and that you would love to contribute to your day is Built Go. Have you ever sat there and been working during the day, and it just seems like that you're running into a wall, whether it's mental, physical, whatever it may be, you just can't get past it? I can tell you for me personally, it's when I've tried to get past my lunch hour. I'll sit there, I'll have a big lunch, and then I try to get into the workday, and it's just hard to do. If I eat a big lunch, I'm ready to take a nap more than I'm ready to continue on with my workday. Well, a solution that may be out there is Built Go, from the same people that brought you Built Bar. Built Go is the easy to access and take 1.5 ounce of energy gel. It's the best energy gel out there on the market. Built Go is the best workout gel out there right now. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling, plus it's natural and it's better for your body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. And the great thing is, there are multiple flavors out there, such as peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate milk. It combines energy with collagen protein, and it's good to help you ignite you for work or for a workout, and it has the things that keep you going strong. So no matter if it's a workout or just to give you the energy to stay productive through the day, Built Go is a great addition that will allow for you to make the most of your opportunity no matter what part of the day you might want to use it. If you go to BuiltGo.com right now and use the promo code LOCKED, again, go to BuiltGo.com right now and use the promo code LOCKED, you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off your next order at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. To wrap up the week here in Locked On Grizzlies, we're going to have plenty of exciting content for you. Of course, as I mentioned, we'll break down what certainty comes from the meetings that are going on over the next 24 hours in regards to the NBA and the start of the season. What could it all mean? How could it look for the Grizzlies? How could it impact some of their decisions with the acceleration of the draft and free agency and other things here over the next few months? We'll certainly break that down once the news becomes certain following the meetings over the next 24 hours. And also, I'll look at, okay, so we broke down a lot of prospects. We've talked about a lot of prospects who potentially could make sense for the Grizzlies. But from the recent past, especially over the past 18 months of our current front office, where have their preferences been that could indicate what they're looking for in a prospect? What 2020 prospects really compare to some of the talents that the Grizzlies have targeted, such as Ja Morant, such as Brandon Clark, such as De'Anthony Melton and John Concher? How could this class, what are some fits for the Grizzlies in this class based off how they compare or how they're similar to current Grizzlies? We'll also break that down in an episode. So a lot of exciting stuff to certainly talk about. But speaking of excitement, let's get back to Jamias Ramsey. And the excitement with Ramsey is certainly, again, his pedigree and his shooting, and it immediately translated to his year at Texas Tech. When you look on the surface, Ramsey certainly, you know, met the expectations that many had for him. He was the 2019-2020 All-Big 12 team member. He was the 2019-2020 All-Freshman team member, and he was also the Rookie of the Year, basically the Freshman of the Year in the Big 12. A lot of really good things came from Ramsey's production as a Red Raider at Texas, and it was the fact that it mainly came from his shooting. You typically do not see someone of Ramsey's age, a freshman, step right up and shoot from distance like he did. The volume was certainly there. He attempted nearly 12.5 field goal attempts per game, a little over five of which came from the three-point line. So the volume is there. If you talk or listen to the episode that I had with Ben Pfeiffer, one thing that he certainly pointed out was volume, the consistency. It with volume, not only do you show that the player that you're looking at, it shows that they not only can get their shot off, they can find multiple ways to get their shot off, but there's also the confidence that they have and their ability to get their shot off. And that's a big thing about Ramsey that also stands out. There is a confidence in his game. It's not necessarily a swagger. It's not an off-putting swagger necessarily. There's just the confidence in his ability that he knows he can get a shot off when he wants to. Now, one thing that we will talk about in a bit is that it could lead to him relying too much on his shot, and there are a few statistical red flags that stand out from that. But that confidence and the natural ability and the consistency in terms of finding ways to get his shot up is certainly there with Ramsey. He averaged 15 points per game. He also averaged 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1.3 steals, 7 blocks, and 2 turnovers a game. So right off the bat, when I mentioned the rest of his stats, nothing really stands out. Now, for his size, with the strength that he has, with the natural big build that he has, the big frame, he does show the ability to rebound. He has some decent rebounding ability. It's not necessarily because he's a nuanced rebounder. It's just that Ramsey knows that he has a pretty big body for his size, so he'll be able to get a rebound, on the defense or offensive ends. But the other thing that also stands out is only 2.2 assists per 40 minutes. He only averaged 2.9 assists, but also 2.6 turnovers. So a couple of things that stand out about that. Number one, for an off guard, you would want someone who has shown a bit more ability to be a consistent playmaker. Of course, as a freshman and at his age, that's something that typically develops as you mature in the NBA or as a basketball player. So there may be some upside there. And he has shown the ability to at least have the awareness to pull off some passes. When he makes good passes, they certainly look good on film. Now, they're a bit flashy. They're not consistent. And also with the fact that he's basically at a 1-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, the decision-making is something that needs to improve. But when he does find the ability to make the pass, he can make it. He just needs to be more consistent. Right now, though, it doesn't appear that his secondary playmaking ability or ability to add value on offense outside of his shot would really come through his passing ability. His rebounding ability is decent. And again, per 40 minutes, he averaged 5 rebounds a game. So that is encouraging as well. But the other thing about Ramsey is this, is that from the three-point line, or from beyond the three-point line, there's plenty to like. But what about him being a three-level scorer? And especially with his pedigree and his size, you would think that that would have been something that you would have seen more consistency in, even though he was a freshman. Well, the fact was, there actually may have been more concerning results from that than there was encouraging results. The reason that I say that is his two-point field goal percentage was only 45%. A big thing about Ramsey that stood out, especially in scouting reports, is his inability to finish. For someone his size, and though it's likely one part of it is because defenders were able to catch up with him due to his overall lack of quickness, speed, and athleticism, the length that Ramsey has and also the strength should allow for him to get his shot at the rim. If not that, it should allow for him to at least be able to get, to be pretty consistent at shooting free throws, especially with his confidence. Well, the thing is that his conversion rate at the rim was less than desirable. His free throws generated per game, less than desirable. His free throw percentage, less than desirable. So that's the thing about it, is that his overall game beyond shooting from the three-point line is still a work in progress. And also, just to be honest, there's probably less to work with. There's less results than you might like to work with right now for a guard of his pedigree and size really projecting forward. Not to say that there's not plenty of upside. There certainly is. But so far, in terms of what he can do, there seems to be more struggles than there are successes at the rim. And if Ramsey is the type of guy who you view as being a microwave-type scorer, both from the three-point line and ability to get to the rim, that's where the NBA really is focusing right now. Success in a rim and success beyond the arc. You want Ramsey to have that potential. He has shown it beyond the three-point line, but he probably has shown a little less than you would expect at the rim. That's really one part of his game that you hope stands out. The other big thing about Ramsey is this, is that there are highlights out there when you look at his scouting reports that show that he does have some ability as a help defender. He does have some ability at the rim as a shot blocker for a guard. But there also is way too many highlights of Ramsey basically just taking himself out of defensive defensive possessions. It's not only him biting on fakes, but it's also the fact it continuously stood out about Ramsey that when he gave an initial effort to try to stop a defensive play, if it didn't work, he basically would just work away from the play. And there also were, unfortunately, some concerning lacks of ability to, you know, be aware. There were plenty of possessions in which Ramsey was playing on defense. It was just, he just kind of looked lost. Not necessarily that he didn't know what was going on or he wasn't paying attention. He just didn't know which guy to pick up, and a guy wound up getting open for a shot or getting to the rim. So with Ramsey, his defensive upside is certainly there. There's likely not going to be a lot of defensive value that Ramsey offers. But at the very least, he does have the natural ability to certainly work within a team concept and add value in that way. Unfortunately, the downside risk, if he does wind up being someone who's a bit of a question mark when it comes to his ability to consistently give effort on defense, there's certainly the ability to where he could become a liability. And as I mentioned with other prospects, you run the risk of whatever offensive value he offers, especially if he doesn't offer a lot outside of shooting. While his shooting certainly is great, his defense may be so much of a liability that it really negates the value that he adds offensively. So the thing about Ramsey is that he certainly fits the mold as a high-risk, high-reward type prospect. However, the basis of the rewards right now may not be exactly where you might want it to be besides his pedigree. The potential is certainly there, but there also is, you know, some concerning lack of production in certain areas, like his abilities at the rim, his abilities on defense, his abilities as a playmaker, decision-making, things such as that. The other thing about Ramsey is that while his shot and confidence are certainly encouraging, you do run the risk to where he just makes decisions where he shoots too early in the shot clock, or he tries to force a shot, or he feels that he can get a shot off in which he may not. You want that mentality, but that type of mentality and that type of lack of decision making right now kind of caps his upside as being that sixth man score microwave type option that we've also mentioned with plenty of other prospects. But with Ramsey, it may be a bit concerning so early, because despite his upside, his decision making really seems to be something that's going to have to be a work in progress for him to start realizing some of the immense potential that he has. So with all this being said, it certainly seems like the potential is something to buy into, but the production is certainly also something that stands out or lacks thereof in certain areas. We know the Grizzlies love their production, and we also know that they have plenty of guards already on the roster that have shown they can be productive. So why would Ramsey still make sense? Coming up, I'm going to tell you why. Despite the red flags, I'm going to give you a few reasons as to why I think Ramsey really should make sense and be high on the Grizzlies' preference board when it comes to their 40th pick in the draft. So as I've gone through some of these prospect profiles, some similar things have really popped up, especially about certain position groups, especially with the guards, but just in general, these prospects, overall. A lot of these prospects are in the 22 to 23 range. They've been in college now, 2 to 3 years. They're older prospects who, while they do have plenty of intriguing factors about them, what stands out about them is mostly their intelligence and their instinct, and their effort, making up for, clear weaknesses in their game, whether it be athleticism, the ability to shoot, whatever it may be. One thing about Jamias Ramsey is that he certainly is a wild card when it comes to that, because he's the opposite side of things. You typically do not find this type of talent with the pedigree that Ramsey has, the upside that he has, and with his best tool being his shooting ability, someone with that type of overall prospect profile, you would not typically find being in that potential to 30-40 range in a draft. And it may not even come to that. There are plenty of smart NBA teams that are out there, and Ramsey, especially with his main calling card being shooting, he's the type of player who you just look at him, and since he looks the part, despite his clear concerns, you just want to get him in your program. That is really what stands out about Ramsey, in my opinion. And that's why, also in my opinion, I would love the Grizzlies to have him. Even if they wanted to potentially trade up to get him, I think that the Grizzlies, not talking about trading up into the lottery, but I really do think that Jamias Ramsey stands out as one of my, really, really premier targets for the Grizzlies in this draft. I know he doesn't necessarily fit the mold. that the Grizzlies really look for in their draft picks. We'll get into that more in the upcoming episode later this week that I kind of hinted at earlier in the second segment. You know, typically the Grizzlies want the highly productive, you know, highly motivated, high character guys. Now, I don't know, there's nothing really negative out there about Ramsey's character. It doesn't seem like he's a problem at all. He certainly exudes confidence. However, there are questions about his effort, especially on defense, and he certainly leaves a lot on the floor when it comes to his productivity and has struggles in areas you may not think, like his ability to get to the rim. But why he makes sense for the Grizzlies is certainly his pedigree. Again, I know you can't put too much into pedigree, but think about it. When you look at Ramsey's natural ability, when you look at how highly regarded he was coming out of high school, coming into college, and the fact that he's still only 19 years old, imagine getting that type of pedigree and talent into a system with Taylor Jenkins, with the ability that we've seen with Jenkins to develop talent. That is something that is certainly intriguing. When we talk about the Grizzlies and we talk about their ability to add to this young core that they have, they're likely going to have to take risks at some point because they're not going to be able to, you know, rely on being a free agent destination. With this young core, they're not going to be able to rely on the type of luck that they've had with Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant to get another truly intriguing talent in play. So when there's an option out there to bring in a talent like Ramsey, especially with his ability to shoot, I feel that you have to put a priority on that all day long. And of course, his ability to shoot is something else that stands out as a trait that really could add value to what the Grizzlies are looking for. You know, he may not be the long-term answer to Ja Morant, but he certainly can grow with this young core and be that microwave option off the bench, that sixth man off the bench scoring option that really complements this young core of Grizzlies players. And he has the shooting ability. We know that Taylor Jenkins highly, highly prefers the ability to shoot and the ability for one to get one shot off. We've seen it in his commitment to Dillon. We saw him have preferences towards it when it came to Grayson Allen and when it came to Anthony Tolliver in the bubble. He clearly wants a team that has shooting options, and that is certainly something that not only does Ramsey provide, but at his age and with the certainly the encouraging signs that he showed as a shooter, there clearly is upside there to where if he becomes consistent, he could outgrow the ceiling that people have out there for him. Right now, he naturally seems to have the ceiling of a microwave scorer, a sixth man who you want in short spurts because his overall value may be heavily reliant on his ability to shoot, and that's fine for right now. But if he becomes a consistent shooter and learns how to use his ability more to add value on defense, you've got someone who truly could become a starter potentially. And with Taylor Jenkins' ability to develop, I think that your chances of finding that in Ramsey and Memphis may be higher elsewhere. And the other thing besides his upside, and the other thing besides his shot, is his confidence. Really the ability to play with confidence and know that he can get his shot off and find ways to be able to contribute. I think that that's something that Ramsey can grow into. Right now, it's not there. He doesn't necessarily have the intelligence, and his intelligence is a work in progress on being able to do that, but his confidence also can be a detriment because he may try to force shots too much. We saw it at Texas Tech quite a bit. Yeah, that could limit him to that sixth man type ceiling, but just think if you could mold that confidence into making him confident in his decision making ability, in his ability to know that if his shot's not there to pass, if you could mold that confidence into making him improve other areas of his game, that could certainly be a true development for Memphis. So I think that not only with his pedigree, again, you don't want to put too much into that, but the pedigree certainly was shown through the production. That is one thing. That getting that type of pedigree and production at such a young age, like you get in Ramsey, you typically that's rare to have available to you in the second round. So I think that makes him intriguing for a team like Memphis, who need to take some, you know, risk basically to add high upside talent to this young core. I think that makes him make sense. His overall ability to not only shoot, but also his ability to find his own shot, generate his own shot in multiple ways, that's not something that you see there being a lot of potential in when it comes to Memphis. Certainly, we've talked about it, there's catch and shoot potential with the Grizzlies' current guards. But Ramsey's ability to catch and shoot at a young age, plus his ability to shoot from distance and find his shot on the perimeter, that's a combination that you don't really see in any of the Grizzlies' other guards outside of potentially Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks. But Dylan's going to be 25 next year. Ramsey is 19. So right now, there certainly may be more upside in Ramsey's game as a shooter than there is, obviously, in Dylan. So that certainly also stands out. And I also think that with the confidence that Ramsey plays with and that he shows, I think he's a good fit for this culture. I feel he would certainly fit in well. You do see confidence out of the Grizzlies' young players. You don't see a lot of arrogance. The confidence is there because they know that they work hard, they put in the effort, and they know that they have the ability and the want to make the most of that ability. If you can bring in Ramsey into that culture and have him become that type of player and have him earn that type of mindset, I certainly think his skill set with that type of mindset could really lead to some big things. So in terms of the natural, you know, fit with the Grizzlies, there are some questions. You know, we've already got plenty of guards in our backcourt. You know, he is someone who doesn't really add value across the board. There are clear question marks about his effort on defense. Why would he really make sense for the Grizzlies when there are other options out there who probably could add more value instantaneously? Well, the big thing with Ramsey is because of how, in my opinion, rare it is to find someone who has the upside that he has at the age that he is in the second round, plus with his best calling card being his shooting. I really think that makes him an intriguing prospect for the Grizzlies, even if he's not someone that contributes immediately. If you can get him to buy into your program and buy into working with you to really improve his game, even if it's stashing him in the G League and letting him primarily play for South Haven this season, I truly, truly feel that as some of these other guards may go on to other places, or as the Grizzlies move forward, you really, really find a great value in Ramsey as someone that can come in and contribute as a role player and an instant, you know, source of offense. And if you're able to work with him and really mold him to where he can start realizing his potential, the Grizzlies may have found an absolute steal. Again, there's probably more risk with Ramsey than there are a lot of these second-round picks. That's just naturally the case with someone his age. But I do think also the upside of Ramsey, there are going to be hard to find many prospects, you know, in this draft, or in my opinion, a lot of drafts that are going to have the upside of that Ramsey has for someone that's available in the second round. So at the end of the day, he's likely not the first prospect to personally on my board, but he's likely in the top five of the prospects I've covered. I also think that he should be, you know, high on the Grizzlies a prospect board as well. I think that Ramsey certainly makes sense for the Grizzlies at number 40, and I would be highly, highly pleased if they were to pick him, because I do think that while there are legitimate question marks about his game, and there are legitimate red flags, and there's things that he's going to have to work through, and there's plenty of risk, I also have confidence that I feel in Memphis, there's more potential for him to realize his immense potential, for him to realize his enormous upside, than there could be in other places. And I'd love for the Grizzlies to really find a steal in him, because I think it's going to take that type of development for the Grizzlies to really be able to accelerate their chances to become a sustainable winner. But I do think they have that chance. Those high-risk, high-reward players, I really think Memphis can make the most out of those type of selections or those additions to their roster, because I believe in the development ability of the coaching staff, and I also believe in the type of culture creation that's going on through the front office and the effort that'll be there from the Grizzlies roster and the organization as a whole to bring those type of talents in and really help them make the most of their immense potential. As I mentioned, we've got plenty of exciting stuff coming up. Obviously, we're going to discuss what the fallout from the meetings that are going on, you know, over the next 24 hours, really discussing, you know, getting some certainty about the start of the season. What does it all mean for Memphis? You know, how could it truly play out? What does it mean about the lead up to the season? And then we're also going to look at the last show of the week. I'm going to talk with you about, okay, we've talked about plenty of prospects that could make sense for the Grizzlies at 40, but based off what the Grizzlies have done, what type of talents they have targeted with this front office over the past 18 months, what could current Grizzlies tell us about this draft class? What members of this draft class compare similarly to what the Grizzlies have shown they prefer, and what prospects could stand out based off that perspective in terms of making sense for for the Grizzlies at 40. Again, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC, and the podcast wherever podcasts are available on your iPhone. It's been a pleasure. I hope that you have a wonderful end of the week. Hopefully, we're going to get a lot of news that we're all anticipating, and hopefully a lot of it will be positive. I just ask that you stay positive no matter what. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon again on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.